Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dark Knight. I wanted to say that I talk so much about everything about relation to music, and I have so much to say, you know. I just did podcasts about, you know, I don't know. I was listening to, you know, I listened to my podcast, and I was like, okay, I can see, you know. What I will say is that if you hear anything I say, please contact me directly. I don't like people who I want to relate to who listen to my podcast make or have falsehoods or false allegations related to me personally by what I say. Because what I say is very true. Because I'm an artist. And part of the artistry is being versatile. I not only write and sing and talk podcast is one of them. Anyway, another situation that I want to say is that if anyone gets any allegations who I know or indirectly, please contact me directly if it's legal. If it's not legal, you should not listen. Do not listen to people's allegations about me from who don't know me or who have not contacted me directly. I think that doing podcasts and doing music it's been great for me, but I want to say it's not an invitation for people to come over without authorization. Do not talk to me, just drive near me, say things, stand out, say nearby Haskell or in my building. Okay? I mean, because we have to do things by law. I mean, I know I study law, and and I also am aware of the laws and rights of people. If you don't know the laws and rights of people, then contact the LAPD. You can contact the government to know how to deal with people with rights, respect to inside and outside. But some people, I guess with my personality, from experience, have made allegations, or maybe perhaps by me calling people, and their preconceived notions lead them to inquisitive, maybe in my music. I would like that. If they like my music, fine, contact me. If it's anything serious, like, you're wondering about something that I didn't do, or are you listening to a false allegation that about something that's related to criminal or anything, it should be direct. It should be directly. I mean, there's nothing, because I'm a law-abiding citizen. But I also know that in the past, I'm dealing with people who I know in my family, and you can see it all over the news about racism and racial profiling. Unfortunately, with black men like me, you get targeted all the time, whether you're good or not, simply because of racism. And in my opinion, based on my experience, there's too much racism in the society. They go by allegations, and they go by things. They take one thing and make it bigger than what it is. I'm sure that if I was a Caucasian person, I would never experience some of the stuff that I experienced in my life. I do believe that racism has occurred. And yes, I have to report it because, you know, we live in California and we live in a very liberal society, and we're not supposed to look at people's size and shapes and make allegations simply because someone make a phone call or so on. If you have something, I'm sure, you know, if I committed something really bad and they had evidence, then that's a good reason. But if you're going by an allegation or call or something that's little, minor, or nothing at all, and you're going by somebody's allegation or by the way I look or whatever, that's discrimination. We don't go by discrimination by color or skin or anything that's related to what someone look like. We don't go by somebody's health either, by allegation unless someone is in the hospital or something. That's basic common sense. Something emergency, something really serious. Yeah. But I dealt with that, you know. You know, it's kind of, you know what you call that? You call it's a perception. You know, it's like a perception that is based on someone's biases. I've written a book about perception. Remember, perception is not based on always based on truth. It's based on what someone looks at somebody. And they look at them all over, and then they say, oh, he looks too fat, he's ugly, and all that. Oh, he looks trouble, and they don't even know the person. And that's based on perceptual biases. Perceptual biases does include prejudice. So when you judge somebody or look at somebody, please get to know them before you make a whole assessment of the portrayal of you see a person. I'm very colorblind. I like all kinds of people, regardless of where you come from. I had people think that I was prejudiced, and so on. I ain't no prejudiced person. That's perceptual bias. It's a falsehood that's based on simply because of the way I look and I act a certain way. Oh, he must be a thief. We got to stop the racial profiling because that is the reason why we have this George Floyd and all this stuff and all these laws and so many atrocities and some is still a problem in this society. Perceptual biases should be examined because I hope that people can look at people directly. Look at them directly, you know? I mean, I'm an artist, and I know that people in my hometown make fun of me. They still do. They're probably making all this because of their ignorance, perceptual biases. They're ignorant. I would be worried about perceptual bias if I was running for election, because I'm not interested in politics. I was interested in making music. But then again, maybe I would, because people would be listening to my music, and they might like my music. And then they look at me and like, well, the entertainment industry is kind of different because they like the unique, the style, the artistry and all that. But politics, they will look at somebody, even if someone's really smart or really so articulate, the biases will be, oh, look at the sweat on their face. Look at what they say, the human reaction. So, in essence, perhaps, because, you know, perceptions override basic who's the best for the job as president or senator, but I'm not running for a political race, okay? I'm not trying to be a popularity contest. And perhaps if I wanted to, you know, be in a contest or something, perhaps. But in the music industry, yes. My songs sell, yeah. Maybe in essence, but, and they probably do well because there are a lot of artists like me who have their own unique style, live life on their own terms, and do things the way they want. And that's good. There's a lot of diversity in this society, in the world. The truth is there always have been diversity. It's just that people are too ignorant or can't accept reality. It's always going to be somebody who's unique from you and me. And in my case, I think perceptual biases has played a role in some of the perceptions I get. Some lady had made up stories that I was being investigated because of a phone call or undercover. You know what? There's nothing to hide, because if that's true, that isn't right. That's racial profiling. Don't you have to have evidence and something serious to connect me to something? The other situation that has happened is people, because of their perceptions of me being unique. I don't consider myself that eccentric, but in their own little world, they perceive me as that. So they say they make defamatory comments about my mental health, because maybe because of a complaint, or maybe because of the way I walk, or so on, which is based on ignorance. You don't cause nobody. I am not a schizophrenic simply because I like rock music, okay? That's ignorance. I'm not a schizophrenic because I mentioned some allegation that some crazy person has made constantly and comes over. Maybe, you know, they try to press my buttons and say something. Then that is, you know, ignorance. Now, on the music side, yeah, they're interested in my music, yeah, but someone's interested in my music and they make a perception because of the way I look. I'm not dressed up on stage. Okay, I'm not thinking about that. I'm just looking at my own style. But my unique side came from all the experiences I have of observation, but also unfortunate situations that led me to where I have. People think that because I wear I carry this bag to the supermarket, and they think, oh, I'm trying to have a purse. Perceptual bias, that's false. Okay? It's because it's personal, but I don't want to bring it up. If you've been living on the street, if your head been smashed in so many times, but I can remember, I'm very high functioning, smashed in from time from a brain injury or from almost getting killed, then I have to have it because I lose things sometimes related to attention deficit disorder. So do you realize that? Yes, I had so much. Yes, that's the reason. So I can keep things on me. But I would be comfortable without it, but I have had that because of those experiences, because of severe trauma to the brain. So if you want to know more, then you should contact me directly, but I like to keep that private. It's not because I'm trying to wear a purse. So people say, they looked at me, but I would like to wear jogging pants or same clothes. That's ignorant too, because I prefer to wear certain clothes. Does not deter me that I'm low functioning or so on. I buy lots of clothes, but I wear what I want. People wear what they want. This is everyday life society. So you take your ignorance somewhere else, because you're going to get in a lot of trouble with a lawsuit and some other legal action if you make false allegations about people. Some people think because of my complaints and because of my concerns, they really are that ignorant. Their IQ is lower than my shoe size. Think that I should go in the conservatory. I'm too high functioning, okay? I take care of myself. That's for somebody who needs shelter, can't pay their bills, a long period of time who are susceptible to fraud. That's who needs it, okay? I'm very high functioning. I'm an artiste and so on. Do not listen to fossils, because this is based on their low lack of education. I won't say low IQ, because there's some very high IQ people in my hometown or from my past who are simply too ignorant to understand the reality. All they know is about their background and who they hang out with. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who are like that. But again, I don't like that. And again, investigations or transparency or whatever, because you think I'm a celebrity, that is wrong. That's not only wrong, but that's false. Okay? I don't know. I'm aware. Okay? People in the building where I live, they should be aware of this too. I don't like listening to false allegations. I just repeat, because when a crazy person says that all the time to me on the street or nearby, I wanted them to go get mental health, because they should not be saying that. And that's why I'm like, gosh, I need to be careful about my own health, because I have to be around people. But the perceptual bias is ignorance. You're ignorant. Sometimes they're not. They may be right on. They might be right on about somebody. They might be right on. But in that case, you can obviously see it. You have evidence that person was this. You saw the person did something in their past. But if you're going by somebody's health, do not do that. Even if you have some information, that could be a misdiagnosis, it could be a falsehood. Do not listen to anything that is not true. We don't go by because of what someone look like or somebody make a phone call constantly. Then you contact them directly and it's resolved. I've been falsely, perceptual bias is prejudice. I've been falsely accused of being a criminal. I've been falsely accused of being labeled a schizophrenic, which is not true. And that's because of evil people making falsehoods about me. I've been labeled things that you cannot imagine based on people's ignorance. And that's racism. That's also prejudice. It's also ignorance until you get to know people. But unfortunately, in this society, people look at other people, how they look, and have this whole portrayal without knowing them directly. And that's they lose out because of their ignorance, and it hurts a lot of people. I leave it there. if anybody's in the music industry or like a song or anything, then Dove Knight is me. Then you contact me directly. You're gonna find out that I look totally different. Or if you see me with the sunglasses that you saw me in the video or something like that, then you know where I'm at. They'll say, "Hi, Dove. Are you Dove Knight?" "Yes, I am." Then everything is resolved. You want me to dress like a rock star? I'm not going to go to a supermarket or walk outside in everyday life society dressed up in glitter, okay? If that's what you perceive a rock star should be, or dress the part or look fancy or so on, then you're ignorant. I hope that you learn about basic concepts in dealing with people and respect people. Realize that the ones who make allegations about people or who do things behind people back have probably doing something illegal or they something wrong with them. If it ain't true, if you find out it ain't true, then you know something is wrong. They're criminals, something wrong with them mentally. People gossip and make about somebody they don't know. Like I have people right now gossiping about me and they don't even know me. I hope we can follow that basic concept of laws and society. Direct contact is essentially the key to dealing with people, whether in any shape or form, to resolve differences as well as start partnerships that can lead to successes and to a better understanding in this world. Without direct contact, if you make an allegation or you say things that by your opinion may not be true and it can cause serious harm and consequences if it gets out and spread because a lie can do a lot of damage. And judgment on someone's outside their shape, their size, their lifestyle, their race, their look, or whatever, their whatever, poor, rich, whatever, is based on ignorance. Perceptual biases deals with racism, prejudice, all kinds of prejudices, and all kinds of ignorance. You don't want to hang out with an ignorant person who goes by and make judgments or say things. When someone said, "Oh, I signed things away," there's no way I can sign anything away if I haven't been there in the first place and I don't even talk to the person who said that. That's a lie. Don't listen to allegations and lies until you contact the real Dove Knight or anything. So direct contact resolve everything. Now, if people are doing these false allegations that I mentioned in previous podcasts, such as trespassing, voyeurism, or whatever, or camera, or whatever, because that's not true. I said it ain't true. But if it is true, it's illegal, it's criminal. They are criminals. There is no excuse for that. They are sick if they gossip about me, the people near me who don't know me or who do know me, and from a distance. Something wrong with them. You go to people, contact directly. You go to well people, do not act like that. Well people do not trespass. Good people, well people do not go by allegations. Well people go to people directly. Good people, same thing. Bad people is the one who do those things. Crazy people is the one who do those things. Okay? Crazy, bad people, one or the other, are the ones who violate the law, who trespass in other people's homes, if any of that is true, who do things illegal, who goes by behind people's back, who makes say things without knowing all the facts. Now, if they do know all the facts about me or you or whatever and it's done unauthorized or something, that's still wrong. We go to people directly, direct contact. Because the truth is, sooner or later, these behaviors are going to be – people like this get in trouble with the law all the time, and then it leads to something really big that is ugly. And I hope that can be acknowledged because perceptual biases leads to tragedies and leads to criminal investigations and leads to people going to jail and so on because of falsehoods and false allegations. So don't go by a perception. Go find out the truth. Go to the real source. If you do things legally. That's how we deal with people, do direct contact. Thank you from Dove Knight.